UFO News, January 25, 2020. Sometimes strange things happen which can't be explained, and sometimes these things even look like they have a purpose, and that purpose may not be a human purpose. Extraterrestrials could have a purpose in mind, if they indeed exist. Taking these things into consideration, think about what I am about to say. On December 8, 2019, a green fireball tore across the sky in Arizona. Some witnesses claim they saw things falling off of it. This wasn't the end of the sightings, because a group of lights then came along as if they were following the green object. The green object had gone into the clouds and exploded. What could any of this mean? There are a couple of things which could have been happening. For years I have been saying history has shown there is a war going on between different UFO factions. Could it be the green object was an extraterrestrial ship which was being shot down by the white lights which followed it and were the aggressors? I could be completely wrong on this scenario. However, it might be the UFOs which look like white lights following the green object because they had some interest in it and it was not a case of war. I guess only they would know the answer to this question. Several months ago, a British UFO investigator died. He didn't die in a normal way, such as having a heart attack or from a disease, but instead he died more like somebody from the X-Files. What I mean by that is it was found that he vomited 2 liters of black liquid before dying. Fans of the X-Files will know what I am talking about, as there has been several scenes on that show, which show people dying that way. He was only 39 years old at the time. Many people suspected he found out something you shouldn't have spoken about and was murdered for it. People who follow these things know there have been quite a few cases where UFO investigators have been murdered. Now the police have decided to investigate his girlfriend. The investigator died in 2016, and it makes one wonder why, if the girlfriend was a suspect, it took so many years to investigate her. Apparently, the investigator had more than one girlfriend, but as is my policy of not naming people in cases like this, I will only say it was one of those girlfriends who being investigated. The death took place in Poland, and it is said before a complete examination could be made, the body was shipped back to Great Britain. The Polish coroner said death was by natural causes, but since when do people who die from natural causes throw up black liquid? It seems, according to an article, the coroner at Canterbury did not perform a post-mortem on the body when it arrived. Was the UFO investigator killed by extraterrestrials, men in black, or government agents because he found out too much? In the past article I wrote, I referred to the fact of the large number of UFOs being reported in Washington in 2019 so far. Now we hear Ohio had 2,600 UFO sightings reported so far in 2019. These numbers are staggering. Why are there so many sightings in different states lately, and can you imagine how many more were not reported? This might lead one to think we could have a very big UFO problem. Could this problem be hiding some sort of invasion? Years ago, investigators came to the conclusion the government had made an agreement with aliens, to be specific the gray aliens. The agreement was we would get technology and in return the aliens would be allowed to abduct people and examine them but not do any harm to them and be limited to not more than a certain amount per year. It was said the aliens violated this agreement, which caused a problem between the government and the aliens. I'm sure many would say this was just a conspiracy theory and there is no way to prove this, but it was quite a topic years ago. There were even cases where it was said humans were dissected and their bodies found. It was also said there were other aliens who warned us to be careful of making deals with the Greys. Over the years we have heard stories about crashed UFOs. These stories actually go back a couple of hundred years, and Roswell was not the first supposed UFO crash site. As a matter of fact, there was a story which claimed a UFO crashed in the Black Forest in Germany before World War II. It was claimed the Germans were able to use some of the technology to develop their wonder weapons. Over the years there have been stories about many UFO crashes all over the world. It has been said the United States was able to recover a lot of these devices. Have we got to the point where we would be able to defend ourselves from UFO attacks? It seems quite unlikely to me, especially when you consider if these UFOs have traveled from other solar systems and maybe even other galaxies, which would mean they are so far ahead of us in technology, we wouldn't have a chance. Recently, a Fox newscaster said he believes the government is withholding the fact it has recovered UFO wreckage from the public. Could he know something we don't? It is quite possible due to his position. 42 years ago, a message was broadcast across all of southern Britain. The broadcaster identified his name as Verillon, a representative of the Ashtar Galactic Command. The broadcaster claimed, "We have seen these aliens as lights in the sky and they were warning us. We had to change our course in order to avoid disaster." He said not to listen to our leaders and his people were leaving the plains of our existence. Nobody has ever explained this broadcast, or why it only went to southern Britain. They never found who did it, and the station said it would have taken a lot of technical know-how to jam their transmitter and put out this message. It is being said the Pentagon was not only researching UFOs, they were researching other things such as wormholes, death rays and a long list of other devices and things. Are we getting to the point where we might be a danger to other alien races? If we were perceived as dangerous to them, it might not bode well for us. There are some who believe this has happened in the past and the human race was all but destroyed and had to start over.